goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
When love goes astray. Now, isn't that why we're here? Because let's face it, my guest, Lee Chapin, and I are both divorce lawyers. We have completely different practices, but we're here because love goes astray. And, you know, people go into marriage not thinking they're ever going to get divorced. Sometimes S happens, as they say. Let me welcome my guest, Lee. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me, Larry.
And thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. I know that when I interview a divorce coach and I hear their story, it's usually they went through their own divorce and then they became a coach. And I know for me, and I think for you, that we went into divorce before we ever had any personal experience with that. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
What made you go into divorce?
I had been working at a publishing company for a number of years, which was bought out and the company moved. And it was a really good time for me to reassess what I wanted to do. I wasn't that happy with that work, and I didn't want to move. I gave a lot of thought to all the different things, or many of the different things that lawyers can do. And I found, as I learned more about mediation, that was really for me. I've never had a win-lose kind of mentality. And as a mediator and as a collaborative lawyer, I get to work with people so that hopefully everybody leaves better off than when they came in.
Great. And what I want to focus our hour on today is about how these processes affect our children. And I think I said this last week, I had been practicing divorce law for 25 years before I got divorced. And I didn't recognize the great degree of emotions that I, as a detached, unemotional, lawyer, would actually feel during my own divorce. So how do kids feel during this process?
First, I want to echo what you said. It was more difficult than I could have ever imagined. And both of us had the advantage of knowing something about divorce. So for people who may be less prepared, less knowledgeable, it's got to be harder. You know, even as adults, we're often frightened. How am I going to have enough money? Where am I going to live? Am I going to find love again? You know, we can be depressed and anxious and overwhelmed and unable to deal with things at work. And that's how we are as adults. When we have some decision-making power, we get to make choices.
Right.
So you think about children who, of course, didn't do anything to cause the divorce. And children, especially younger ones, have little or no say as to so many things that are going to go on in their lives. They don't know where they're going to live, how much time they're going to spend with each parent, if they're going to stay in the same school, if they're going to be able to maintain the same friendships. So I would say that generally,
what's going to happen to their dog?
Right. Where their baseball mitt is going to be, all these different things. And something that I hope we'll get to talk about in greater detail is that one of the biggest things that the parents can do for their children is to let children know how the divorce is going to affect them.
And do you recommend that the parents do this together or that they do it individually?
If parents are able to do it together, I would highly recommend that parents have that discussion with their children. It gives a more united message. I think that's important. Because the parents are going to be continuing to parent maybe for many years if the children are young. And the more that they can do as a team, generally the better off the children are going to be.
Don't they continue to parent forever?
Yes, but to a lesser degree. But yes, that's true.
Now, I know. All right, I'll tell you what my son said to me. Remember, the show was all about me. My son accused me of abandoning him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him right in front of his mother, I didn't abandon you. I abandoned her.
Mm-hmm.
My tone was a little different. But but essentially, that's what I said. I know most kids think, because I've had kids in here interviewed, including my own daughter, mm-hmm. including a young woman who wrote a book about her parents' divorce. And the first thing they think about is, what did I do? Everybody internalizes it. Just like I said, this show is all about me. For, you know, I'm just a big kid. Kids are thinking, what did I do? How did I cause this calamity to happen?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's extremely common. And something that the parents should realize is that a lot of children will not verbalize what's on their minds. They won't say what they're afraid of. So a lot of kids carry around this terrible guilt. And we as parents need to let them know that this is between the grown-ups. You know, this is between your mom and I, and you didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, we're always going to love you. We're always going to take care of you. And this is also a message that needs to be repeated. It's not something that can be said, you know, one time, and we can expect our children to absorb it and be okay with it.
And the way they absorb it varies upon the age of the children, I would assume.
Yeah, there are definitely different developmental stages.
So, what is the, you know, kids also have unrealistic expectations. I read in a shrink report yesterday. Mm-hmm. That this 3-year-old is happiest when mom and dad are together.
Well, most children are. Most children, even if there's been a lot of arguing, shouting, name-calling, the parents being together is what children know.
That's their norm.
Yeah. Yeah, and even if it weren't, perhaps, unless there's an abusive situation, most kids want their parents. That would certainly be their preference, sometimes even if there is an abusive situation.
Okay. And children, I imagine they also have a major fear of being abandoned, like by one side or the other or both.
Right. That's something else that parents certainly should keep in mind. And, you know, I say that because it seems a lot of people would think, you know, how could that possibly be? Because in most parents' mind, there could never be a thought of leaving the children and not being in contact with them, not helping to raise them. But for a child who has seen a parent move out, it's easy to imagine, if they're not told otherwise, that the parent that they're with, let's say most of the time, is also going to leave them. So kids can have terrible fears about that. And we, as the adults, again, even if the kids aren't talking to us about it, we've got to initiate that discussion.
And the party that's the parent that's leaving has to make very clear that they're still the father or the mother, and that they don't love the child any less. That's a very important communication that has to be repeated, I don't want to say constantly, but over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are here with Lee Chabon. We are talking divorce. We're talking divorce and our kids. We're talking about mediation and collaboration. We'll get to those things later. But first, I want to keep talking about the kids. I want to ask you what parents can do to help their children through navigate the system, if you will, using last week's term. If you out there have a question, give us a call, 877-480-4120. You can email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. I will read your email. I'd rather hear your voice. And you can do that funny Talking Alternative fan Facebook club, whatever that's called. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
All
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, Teach Your Children. That's one of our positive children's songs. I believe we were going to have a negative children's song coming up, and we're going to have a funny children's song coming up. So I am here with Lee Chabon, and I have been remiss. How do people reach you?
I get a good number of people calling, and I can be reached at 718-229-6149, 718-229-6149, and people can Google Lee Chabon Mediation Services, and my last name is spelled C-H-A-B as in boy, I-N.
And you also write a monthly column on, what's that website?
It's nyparenting.com.
Okay, and you?
I write about separation and divorce issues.
Okay. And your background in terms of separation and divorce, when you got it, how long you've been doing it, what?
The mediation I started doing in 1998. The collaborative law I've been learning about for a number of years, and but I've only started working on collaborative divorce cases this year.
Okay, I know I'm digressing, but let me ask you one question. When you do mediations, you do them just with the parties themselves, or do them with the parties and counsel?
Generally, it's with the parties themselves, and that is the way I prefer it, because that way you hear more of what the parties really think rather than what the attorneys have to say. Although, of course, that it's extremely important, but it can complicate things in the mediation room. But if the parties are both agreeable and they want to have their attorneys there, that's what we'll do.
Great. Okay. What can parents do to help their children during this trying time over which during which children have absolutely no control?
Well, we've talked about a couple of things. Letting them know that they're not going to be abandoned. Letting children know that it's not their fault. It's never the children's fault. It's an adult decision. Something else that's common, we also touched on, I think, children want their parents to be together. And children, you know, frequently have what are called reunification fantasies. What can they do to bring their parents back together? And that
might include acting out.
Right, right. And that's when it can become a problem. It's fine for children. It's part of the mourning process that they go through, like we go through when we go through divorce. But if children believe that they can get their parents back together, and it's not the case, the children are going to suffer. And that's particularly the case if one of the spouses hasn't accepted the divorce. And sometimes a parent will encourage the children in the belief that the marriage is going to last, and even that the children can do things to help keep the parents together.
Are you suggesting parents enrolling their children to advance their own personal interests? Do people really do that?
Some people do that. And some of them, I believe, don't even
realize they're doing it.
You know, the parent can be in just so much denial, him or herself.
Now, I know that, not as a divorce lawyer, as a divorce litigant, that, oh my God, you go through a whole spectrum of emotions. What about the kids? They go through the same spectrum, the loneliness, the guilt, the abandonment, the anger. What else am I looking for?
They do. But we can minimize that. And one thing that can be helpful, depends on the age of the child. But if the child is young enough and the parents have done a good enough job of not arguing in front of their children, the children may realize, they're going to realize that there's some kind of stress and something is wrong, but a lot of them have no concept even of what divorce is. That term has to be explained. But telling children, let's say a week or two before one of the parents moves out, can be a very good way to minimize the distress that kids feel. And if it's longer than that, kids just may not get it. But they know that something bad is happening, and that feeling can grow in them. And if a parent just leaves and the child comes home from school and the parent isn't there, which happens, or if the bags are packed and the child comes home from school or gets up in the morning and the parent says, I'm going now, there's no time to adjust. And it's a terrible shock. So, yeah, kids go through the whole gamut of emotions, but we can be very helpful and supportive of them.
When you are mediating a divorce, I would imagine those child issues are things that you would address in the first couple of sessions or the first session, how to address the emotional needs of your children?
It depends on the case. Sometimes the parents will say, the kids are doing, very well, particularly if the parents are more amicable. And there may be a very pressing financial issue. One spouse or both may not have enough money to get to the next week. But, yeah, the parenting issues are very high on my list.
Okay. What else should we be doing to help our children?
Most of the time, children are better off with having both parents involved. Of course, there are exceptions. And as the grown-ups, no matter how much we may be angry and dislike the other parent, that person is the child's other parent, and they can they can benefit from that person being there. So it hurts our children to lash out at the other parent. Kids identify with mom and dad, and if I say something nasty about my ex-wife in front of my child, she suffers because of it.
She does. Okay, I would say that. I would agree with you on that. Before we go into our next break, I want to talk about a subject near and dear to my heart. Scheduling.
Scheduling is really important, both for children and for parents. People who don't have a schedule have more conflict than people who don't. You know, a parent can come over unexpectedly because there's no schedule, perhaps, and not surprisingly, the parents get into an argument. Not surprisingly, kids will often hear that, and the parents are arguing over the child, and the child feels torn.
And feels responsible.
Right. And both parents are aggravated. With a schedule, everybody's expectations are clear. You know, this is a time when you'll be with dad. This is a time you'll be with mom. And for the parents, they know, I can take a class. You know, I could stay in the office late. I can sleep. I can do, you know, whatever it is that I need to do for myself.
I can have some me time.
Right, right.
Okay. Now, I find, because, and you know, look, we're sitting here 6 days before Thanksgiving. I have adult children. I had adult children when I resolved my divorce. And we have no schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So every holiday, I hate holidays. Why do I hate holidays? I hated holidays because when I lived with her, because she was nuts, and she would always insist. And I, you know, on hosting it, which meant I was unskilled labor, made me nuts. But now, you know, my kids don't know where they're supposed to be. I find that kids that are adult kids that had a schedule before they became adults, they go, oh, I spent Thanksgiving with mom on odd years. I spend Thanksgiving with dad on even years. It's easier for them.
Mm-hmm.
My kids don't know from. So, you know, we have this little race going on. In March, I'll call and I'll invite them for Thanksgiving. I'll then find out the mother invited them for Thanksgiving already. So, you know, I think it's important to, while I would never want to manufacture a new issue that a court wouldn't consider it in a contested divorce case, I do think that the scheduling is really important even for older children.
I would agree with that. And for the parents, it's always a competition. And I think that adult children, in fact, I'm sure of it, that many of them have a lot of the feelings that younger children do. It's surprising. But it's hard for them too, and they don't want to disappoint either parent. And we can put them in a no-win situation.
Okay. Lee, we're about to go to break. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're going to come back and talk about the different ways to divorce and how that impacts our kids. If you have a question, 877-480-4120. I am Larry Bloom, host of the Divorce Hour here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Me, 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 me.
Of course, when Beethoven wrote the Ode to Joy, he did have particularly in mind the Muppets for their rendition of it. I want to thank Janice for that. That's not one of my selections. That's one of Janice's suggestions. That's great. I am here with Lee Chapin. During the break, you know, it's funny because we get our best conversations during the break. You said that you did something on with a calendar for your divorce, and I'm interested to hear about that before we go back to... what I was planning on going to.
Well, when my then wife and I told our daughter that the divorce was going to be taking place and what that meant, and by the way, the dread of doing that I had for months, and it was one of the worst things I went through. But actually, talking to our daughter about the divorce was okay. I was fortunate enough to have been sent a calendar by some mediation organization or some divorce group, and I wish I could give them credit. I just don't remember what group it was.
Sorry, you can take credit for it. You have it now.
It was a very colorful calendar made for children with stickers for M for mom and D for dad. And, you know, I think it was my ex-wife who said, do you want to, you know, look at this calendar, and would you like to see what the schedule is going to be? And this goes back to letting children know how the divorce is going to affect them and giving them some concrete information if it's available. And in this case, you know, our daughter knew about, you know, how to use a calendar, how to read one. And she liked putting on the stickers, and it gave her something physically to hold. It gave her something to do. And at a time when children have virtually no control over anything, she got to do something, and I think it helped her deal with the situation.
Okay, great. Now, you tell me there are four different kinds of divorces.
Well, that I know of.
Okay,
there's yours.
There's mine, everybody. There are two guys, mine's and everybody else's.
Well, that is actually kind of how I think of it. I think maybe a lot of people do. And yours, of course, is litigation going to court. Some people are fortunate enough to be able to handle a divorce on their own. And I'll say very little about that because I don't think they need my help. but to do that, parents need to be able to communicate. Parents need to be able to cooperate. And parents need to learn something about the law. Not every agreement that the parents will reach, will be accepted by New York State, particularly having to do with the children.
Right. Child support in particular.
Right. And the other processes to get divorced that we haven't talked about are mediation and collaborative law. And if you have a do-it-yourself divorce, husband and wife pretty much take care of everything on one end of the spectrum, and you have litigation on the other end of the spectrum, where you have potentially many more players involved, and we'll talk a little bit about them. In between those I want to say extremes, but in between those points, you have mediation and collaborative divorce. Mediation is where the parties generally will sit together in the same room at the same time, although mediation can be done by phone and through other ways with the technology we have.
I was going to say Skype is probably going to be a big one.
But yeah, I think people have already started using that, yeah. Although I meet people in person. And the people reach their own agreements. They need the mediator there because a lot of times people on their own, they argue. And a lot of times people argue about the past. An example would be issues having to do with the children. I'm going to get the children. There's no way you're getting the children. You know, over my dead body, I'm getting custody, which is not...
Because you did this, that, and the other thing.
Right, right. And it very quickly degenerates. And they're not going to make progress that way. As a mediator, I'll say something to the effect that I don't think that's what the question is. I think the question is not who's going to get the kids, but how you're both going to be the best parents you can be in the future. How are you going to, what kind of schedule can you come up with that's going to work for you and be good for them? How are you going to make decisions for your children in the future so that they can be well taken care of? And people really do get that. And sometimes there's a little bit resistance, a little more arguing, but people get it. And we actually literally take out a calendar. We look at a monthly schedule. We look at a yearly schedule with all the holidays. And people see that they can make progress, which gives them more confidence in the process, lessens the anger. They can talk more respectfully to each other. And by the way, even though the parents are the ones involved in the mediation sessions, if the parents are calmer, if they're less stressed, that's a big benefit for the children, because we have a harder time taking care of our kids if we're worried about money, if we're angry and frustrated and overwhelmed and can't get out of bed. So I'm a big believer in the mediation process.
Okay. As well you should be, since you're doing it. Let me ask you this. Now, there are obviously the choice of how you get divorced, mm-hmm. is there'll be ramifications of it. For instance, litigation is more expensive than the husband and wife sitting down together without anybody there and, with a yellow pad and working out everything. Besides cost, what else is there? What are the differences?
In addition to the cost, there's time, and which is related to stress and cost. Going to court, I'm divorced myself, and we also went through the litigation process. Didn't even reach the trial stage. Didn't have a bunch of experts involved. But between us, I would estimate that it cost about $50,000, and this is about 8-9 years ago.
And a couple of years out of your life.
Yeah, and a couple of years. In mediation, a lot of people are done with reaching their agreements in 2 to 3 months. We meet generally once a week if the clients are available for an hour. So
just like therapy.
Well, it's
and marriage
not,
and marriage counseling.
Well, it is very therapeutic for a lot of people.
Okay,
but it's quite different from therapy in that therapy looks a lot at the past. There's that classic question about, tell me about your childhood. Mediation may address the past a little bit. It may come up, and there may be some important issues to discuss. But mediation is much more forward-looking. This is where you are now. What do you want to do to get on with your lives? How are you going to get there?
Okay.
And the parties themselves, they express their needs. One of the great things about mediation is that people who come in, sometimes they're very unclear, even sometimes about what the issues are and what they needed and what they want. And people learn. It can and often is a very empowering process. People do the work themselves with the assistance of the mediator. And soon they're expressing themselves. Soon they're learning about financial issues they may have not known anything about during the marriage. About the retirement accounts, the pension, the mortgage, or maybe the other spouse that's handled it.
And you recommend that each person have their own support team, I would imagine. Possibly a coach, a therapist, mm-hmm. a financial expert. If the numbers are big enough for a financial expert.
Yeah, again, it depends on the people, but I let everybody know that it's available to them. And some people want to have a consulting attorney during the whole process. So they'll meet with the attorney, but very briefly, generally, so there's not a huge expense. about particular issues, but they'll have the guidance of the attorney. Some people will choose to have an attorney after the agreement is written, but before signing it, and I, you know, very highly recommend
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how we finish when we get back from this break. I am with Lee Chabon, divorce mediator, collaborate divorce attorney. We are the Divorce Hour. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Plum, your host here at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.
I don't have to tell you the name of the song. You just heard it. Tammy Wynette. I will digress for a moment and say, you want to hear divorce songs? Listen to country music. I have in my hot little hands, right off the presses, Greatest Hits of the Divorce Hour with Larry Blum, Volume 3, Cheaters. And last week we played some of the music from that. Next week we'll do the same. Not next week, the week after. But after I put it together, I discovered that there's a country singer named Miranda Lambert. Apparently, she's like the number one country act right now. And every one of her hits is about cheating. So go figure. Anybody who wants a copy, free of charge, all they have to do is email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. I'm here with Lee Chabon. First of all, before I say anything else, if any, I can do this as a monologue, a dialogue, and ask all the questions. Anybody out there has a question? 877-480-4120. We're two-thirds done yet. Nobody's called in. You got a third of the show left. Want to hear from you. Let's go back again. The other option is what I do, which is the contested litigated divorce. And obviously, it's more expensive. And obviously, it takes longer. I mean, yours was years. Mine was years. The mediation process is designed to be done much quicker, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you got two lawyers that are involved in a divorce. What else you got?
Generally, each spouse is going to hire an attorney. And by the way, I'm not bothered that people choose to litigate. What upsets me is that I think a lot of people make uninformed choices and don't understand what they're getting into, just how much their lives are going to be affected. And one example of not knowing what people are getting into has to do with the people who can become involved, strangers who may have a very big impact on your life.
You're talking about like a judge?
people expect a judge, but I think people have unrealistic expectations about a judge. I know when I was in court, and I have a lot of respect for judges. I believe that you know, most of them do an excellent job and do their work in good faith. But the caseloads are overwhelming, and with the budget cuts in the courts, it certainly hasn't gotten any better. You know, so when I went to court, maybe you know, I was waiting around for hours, as people do, and my attorney and I were in front of the judge for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and then maybe we'd have to come back in a month and a half. And also, I never got to say a word, and I like to talk a little bit. I had things on my mind, and it's very frustrating.
But at least you were smart enough to bring a lawyer with you.
Right.
Me too.
But if you believe that the judge is going to be able to learn a lot about your story, learn a lot about your children and your circumstances, and consider different options, and then choose between all those different options, it's not the case. And in mediation and collaborative divorce, you know, most of us who do it are strongly believe that you are the expert in your life, and you should be extremely involved in making all the decisions.
And we all know that in anything litigated, you are not the expert. There are experts who are appointed who come in. Who are some of these people that get involved in your life besides your lawyer and the judge and your spouse's lawyer?
Often encounter a forensic psychologist. The psychologist who will ask questions about, will interview you, interview your children, and ask you very personal and intrusive questions. There's what's called the attorney for the child, which I think comes as a shock to a lot of people, even if they've been in the process of the litigation for a while. The name is just what it sounds like. You have an attorney, your spouse has an attorney, and your child has an attorney who's representing him or her, not you. And you don't get to influence. You know, they're not on your side, no matter how nice.
They're not against you, but they're not on your side.
They're on the kids' side.
And let me just interject for a minute. If you have children with particularly difficult or different needs, you might have two attorneys. Each child might have their own attorney.
Right, and of course, you parents are paying for
everybody.
Yes.
Everybody.
Right. So, and again, this all adds to the length of the process. You, unfortunately, can have the police involved. You may meet with them personally. And
that's not a voluntary basis either.
Right. It's not. And it's probably not such a stress if you've gone through the process, you know, thinking about how, you know, just out of your mind and angry and upset you can be, and having arguments, especially if you happen to be living in the same apartment, and as a lot of people continue through the divorce to do because it's too expensive to move out. You know, you're on top of each other, and you know, one person ends up calling the police, and there are all kinds of consequences that can come from that, which, you know, we're not going to talk about here. There's also, you know, the Department of Children's Services, who will interview you, interview the children, make
That's
a recommendation.
That's when there are allegations of abuse or neglect.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it doesn't have to be that much.
No, I'm just saying when there are allegations. I didn't say they were necessarily true.
Right, but even a relatively you know, innocent comment can bring somebody else into your life. And of course, you know, these all these people are all doing an important job. But you should know about it. You're going to go through this process. Be ready for it.
And also, when there are instances of sexual abuse of a child, and you know, unfortunately, in divorce cases, some of them are true and some of them are false.
Right.
Then they will get involved. Your child will become involved with somebody called a validator to determine whether the other parent put words in the kid's mouth or whether this actually happened. And I'm guessing that with what recently happened at Penn State, and now we're hearing may or may not have happened at Syracuse University on the basketball program, that judges are going to be a little more cognizant of it. And why? Because judges don't like to read their names in the papers with regard to
of course
these, you know, bad things happening to children. So, okay. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the role of the mediator. We are going to come back for our final segment. So if you want to email me, why you would want to email me, I don't know, but larry@divorcedbybloom.com, you can do that. Or you call in at 877-480-4120, and I've been given instructions, so let me read this correctly. Or you can instant message us at Talking Alternative Broadcasting Facebook fan page. I wrote something else. So that's why I got it wrong again, even with notes. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Hush, little girl, sweet baby, don't cry tonight. Daddy's here and he'll sing you a soft lullaby tonight. Why can't it all be like it was before. How can I explain why mommy's not here anymore?
That is comedian Stephen Lynch. Has a very sweet voice singing to his daughter. I will tell you that the name of the song is The Divorce Lullaby. When we played this for my dear friend Peggy Herzog, who has been my friend for over 30 years, she was offended by the chorus. So we've since cut the chorus out. That actual song is actually in its entirety on my CD number 2. And now, and as I said, we have CD number 3. Before we even talk about the role of the mediator, I don't want to run out of time. Lee, tell us how people can reach you.
People can reach me by phone at 718-229-6149 or Google my website, Lee Chabon Mediation Services, and Chabon is spelled C-H-A-B as in boy, I-N.
Great. And you have write a monthly column at?
It's nyparenting.com. Yeah, always about some aspect or other of separation and divorce.
Great. And do you have any seminars or other plans that we should know about coming up or teleconferences? I know, I apologize to my listenership. I don't understand the technical language, so forgive me.
Well, somebody just...
Do you have something virtual coming up?
I do. I actually don't have a date yet, but if anybody is listening and would like to know, you can contact me, and I'll give more information. It'll be a discussion along the similar lines of what we're talking today, but the big difference that people can will have called in and can ask their questions and make lots of comments.
Okay, great. In, I don't know, a minute or less, tell me what the role of a mediator is. We obviously, just so that I come into these things with pages and pages of notes, and then I get to page 3 and I've run out of the hour. So, Lee, I'm hoping you're going to come back again and we can talk about, we're going to fill in the blanks the next time.
I'd be very happy to come back.
But let's, and we'll do a collaborative entirely the next time. We're not even going to touch on it today. Just give me an idea of what the mediator does.
The mediator helps the parties keep on track. It's very easy for parties, again, to start arguing and not make any progress. So mediator will keep the parties focused. The mediator will help the parties gather the information. Often that means some financial information, and will help to ensure that the information is shared and understood. And if it's not, sometimes an expert will be called in to want to help out with that. The parties work to express what their needs are, to understand what their needs are, and to develop options to meet their needs. So everything is tailored for these individuals. After people reach agreements, we also we do some reality testing, because there's no point in having an agreement if it's not going to want to hold up. So in the instance where, let's say, one spouse is going to buy the other out of the marital home, and both spouses agree.
But one spouse, that spouse can't find the finance.
Right. So one of the questions are, where is the money going to come from? Will you be able to get a mortgage? Will you be able to make the monthly payments? And sometimes, yes, and everything is great. And sometimes it's no. And we talk more about what the realistic options are.
Okay. Lee, I want to thank you again for coming in. I really appreciate it. I want to just use my last minute or two to talk about some announcements. One of my, not that Lee is not my favorite guest. Everybody knows my favorite guest is my daughter. But one of my other favorite guests is Marina Lombardi, who wrote the book It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. Marina is now 19 and a college student. She will be speaking at the Bergen Regional Medical Center in Washington Township, I think, New Jersey, on Friday, December 17th. I'll give you more information on that. Marina promises to come back in 2012 because she is writing another book. Unbelievable kid. She's also an opera singer. We played her music when she was on the show. next week we're dark. It's Black Friday. Hence, Black Friday dark. Then the week after that, I have Cheryl Lazarus, who's a divorce coach, and we're going to be talking with her. And get ready, everybody, for the big New Year's resolution show, and I'll give you more information on that. Lee, thank you again. Thank you, Janice. Thank you, Sam. Enjoy your week, everybody. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, I'm Julia.
What are you wearing? Welcome to J&J's Secrets of Style and Beauty.
We know there is beauty and style in all you do, whether it's a job interview,
first date,
or wedding. We also know that not everyone understands what works best for him or her.
We're here to help. Think of us as your personal beauty, style, and grooming gurus. As industry experts, we'll give you the best information for men and women on how to look phenomenal.
Tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
to learn how to look your best.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.